Next week's Parsha, Parsha's Kisavo. We have a two-word mitzvah, which is perhaps one of the most important mitzvahs in the entire Torah. As we've seen a moment, a focal point of our entire existence. And that is v'halachta v'dracha. The person has to walk, we're commanded to walk in the ways of God. And the Gemara tells us what that means is, just like we see that Hashem acts with compassion, so we too have to act with compassion. Hashem acts with mercy, we too have to act with mercy. Meaning we're supposed to emulate the incredible character traits that we see Hashem acting with. But there's one other aspect, which is maybe even more basic, about Hashem that we have to try to emulate. In the introduction to the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, which is written by Reb Chaim Volozhiner, his son, in the introduction, Reb Chaim Volozhiner lived between 1749 and 1821, a few hundred years ago. So in the introduction, he writes as follows. He says, Shezeh kol ha'adam, that his father, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, used to say, this is the entirety of man. What is that? Lo la'atzmo nivra. He wasn't created for himself. Rak lahoil achrini. The whole purpose of man in his creation was not for himself, but to better and uplift other people. Kechol ha'shem said b'kochol ha'asot. As much as you can find in your power to do, that's what you're supposed to do. The goal of the man to be created is to help and uplift other people. Where does that come from? What's the source for that? What's the meaning behind it? So I found a fascinating drasha written by someone named Rav Azaria Figo, or I don't know how to pronounce it in English, Piccio, P-I-C-C-I-O. He lived in Italy between the years 1579 and 1647. He's famous for a sefer, some people might be familiar from Gemara, called the Gidulei Truma, which is written in the Sefer Truma, but he wrote a book called Bina Le'itim, which has a whole bunch of sermons that he used to give in Italy. Okay, so this is in the 1500s, the early 1600s. He writes as follows. He asks, the neshama, the soul, once upon a time, was by God, and it was living by God. It was doing just fine over there. So Hashem sent it down to this world and ultimately goes back to God again. So he asks a very basic question. What was the point of bringing the soul down to this world? If anyway, it's just going to go right back up to the spot from beforehand. And he says there's a fundamental difference between the soul up there and the soul down here. And that is, the soul up there was benefiting from God in a reactive fashion. Soul was just there, and he's being affected by being close to God. But it doesn't have the opportunity to go ahead and impact others, to go ahead and do good for others. And therefore, he writes, and I have to read this inside, he says, "V'anachon shebiyishuv inyan zehu," how am I going to resolve this question that I have about why the soul has come down? The soul is being influenced, the soul is being affected, it's receiving. What's the real gain for such a thing? God sent the soul down to this world for the purpose of fixing and helping others become complete with his body, with others. That is the point of creation. To make things better for another person. And by doing so, you are now similar to God. When we go ahead and we help other people, we uplift other people, we care for other people, we give to other people, we are acting like Hashem. Hashem's sole purpose of creation of the world was in order to give for the purpose of good. And then when we go ahead and we give and we create good and we do for other people, we uplift other people, we are acting like Hashem. V'halachta b'drachav. And he says something fascinating. A pasuk that many of us say every Friday night, a pasuk in Tehillim, Tzadi Beis. Tzadik katamar yifrach. The tzadik, the righteous man, will flourish. Yifrach means to flourish like a date palm. Tamar. And then afterwards we say, Shidulim beveit Hashem, those who are planted in the house of God, bechatzrot elokeinu yafrichu. In the chatzer, in the courtyard, that's the courtyard in front of the house of God, yafrichu. There's a switch between the earlier pasuk, tzadik katamar yifrach, and here it says, bechatzrot elokeinu yafrichu. What's the difference? Yifrach means to flourish, to sprout. Yafrichu means the hifil, a form, and it means to cause to flourish, to cause to sprout. So why the switch between flourishing and sprouting and causing to flourish? So he says as follows. He says, Shidulim beveit Hashem, when you're planted in the house of Hashem, the house of Hashem, the house represents something set forever. That represents the upper worlds, the Olam Haba, the next world, the world to come. And a person is planted there, just like a tree that's planted, the more you water it, the more it's affected, it receives that, and it grows. It doesn't do anything, the tree. The tree just sits there. The tree just benefits from all the irrigation, right? And then it grows. But it's totally reactive. Bechatzrot Elokeinu Yafrichu, when you're not in the Beit Hashem, when you're not in that ultimate place, but you're in the place before that place. What's the place before we get to the next world? That's this world. In the Chatzer, we're in this world, the pro's door, the entrance hall, the hallway into the world to come. We're in this world, Yafrichu. When a person causes others to go ahead and flourish, that is the goal. Once you're up there, okay, we get the good and we might grow. Over here, Shidulim Beveis Hashem, Bechatzos Elokeinu Yafrichu. The idea is to cause others to flourish, cause others to grow. And he says that's the explanation that he always thought, and then he said he found it in the Sefer Medrash Shmuel, which is a compilation on Pirkei Avos. And he says as follows, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos in the second parak, Im lamad the Torah harbe, if you learned a lot of Torah, al tachzik tova la'atzmacha. Don't literally pat yourself on the back. Kirkach mitzarta, that's the point of life. You know, if you're doing what you're supposed to do, don't start, you know, don't start all of a sudden, you did what you're supposed to do, you're a good guy, okay. See, it's a different way of reading it. He says, "In lamadat Torah harbe, if you learned a lot of Torah, al tachzik tov la'atzmacha, don't hold, don't keep the tov, what's the ultimate tov? Torah. Don't keep the Torah la'atzmacha to yourself. Ki l'kach mitzarta, because the purpose of your creation is to give it to other people, is to share it. Like we said earlier, the purpose of our creation is to cause others to flourish, to spread that Torah. Don't go ahead and tax the Tov al-Atzmacha. Don't keep that Tov, that amazing good that you got, the learning of the Torah. Don't keep it to yourself. You have to go ahead and give it to other people. And therefore, we see something very important. That if we really want to be like Hashem, v'halachta b'drachav, yes, we have to be nice, just like we perceive Hashem as being nice. But the ultimate way of halachta b'drachav, of going in the way of God, is to be good and give to other people. Whether it's teaching other people, caring about other people, worrying about other people, getting stuck on other people, whatever it is, we have to try to uplift other people, like the Nefesh Chaim used to say. That is kol ha'adam. That is what man's about. We're put in this world, our neshama was put in this world in order to affect others. We couldn't do that back there, so up there. So Hashem put us down here, so we could interact with other people and uplift the other people. Now this message is crucial for the month of Elul as we prepare for the high holidays, for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Because, as we know, there's a judgment that happens. And when Hashem starts looking at all of our actions, Hashem notices. I didn't speak so nicely, maybe. I faltered over here. We get judged. Now, none of us want to be judged for those things, right? We want to come out perfect. So how do we go ahead and get out perfect? What's a, you know, an easy tip? So here's an easy tip. Okay, I found the book. It has the cheat sefer for Rosh Hashanah. It gives easy tips. So tip number three was Rabim Tzrichim Lo. That you want the people to need you. If people need you, then you're good to go. Why is that? So it's more lengthy than this, but the short version, for example, if you take the gematria of the word tzibor, 298, it equals the gematria of rachman, of mercy. That if we make ourselves part of the tzibor, of the group, we're not an individual, so then we will merit having mercy. Why is that? Because Hashem already promised that while individuals come and go, the Jewish people as a whole, as a nation, as a group, is here forever. And that's how we've seen. The mighty nations come and go, but the Jewish people are still here. The small, little, nothing Jewish nation, just again and again and again. Why? Because Hashem promised. They're not going anywhere. And therefore, if we are an individual, so then, okay, we're going to be judged as an individual. But if we make ourselves part of the tzibor, we make ourselves part of the congregation, we make ourselves part of the Jewish people, because the Jewish people need me, I'm an integral part. So then, that's it. I have a promise that things are going to be good. At the end of this week's parsha, my bar mitzvah parsha, so sensitive to this, but in the sixth aliyah of the parsha, we have a very long aliyah. It's the longest in the entire Torah, with curses. Curse after curse after curse after curse if you don't go ahead and fill Hashem's words. Now, earlier in Sefer Vayikra, we also have a whole bunch of curses. The question is, why does the Torah have to write it twice? Secondly, there's a fundamental difference between the ones earlier in Parshas Bechukosai and the ones in this week's Parsha, Parshas Kisav. In Parshas Bechukosai, after all the curses, it says, and everything is going to be great, and Hashem is going to have mercy on you, and the world is going to be a better place. At the end of this week's Parsha, after all the curses, it just stops. Hey, what happened to the good stuff? Back then, it gave us the good stuff after all those curses. And here, just leaves it with all the klalos. What's the difference? Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh at the end of this week's parsha. He says, because there's another difference between the curses in Parshas Bechukosai earlier that had the merciful good stuff afterwards and the curses in this week's parsha. What's the fundamental difference? Over there, it's written in plural. All the curses are written in plural. In this week's parsha, it's written in the singular. And the Torah is teaching us that if you're going to get curses because of you as an individual, there might not be a good thing afterwards. You get punished, and unfortunately, that's it. But as the rabbin, as the plural, when you talk about the entire Jewish people, the curses written in Parshas Bechukosai, it's true, the Jewish people sometimes have massacres, have pogroms, have holocausts. We have had pretty bad stuff happen to us. But afterwards, we always see a light. There's always the mercy. There's always something good that happens afterwards. And that's what the Torah is teaching us over there. That who are we? Are we an individual or are we part of a nation? Are we part of the group? And the answer is not both. Sorry. The answer is we want to be part of the nation. We want to be part of Bnei Yisrael. That's what it is. And therefore, if you have something that you could share with someone else, you have a piece of Torah that someone else doesn't have, you have some talent that can make someone smile, that could go ahead and uplift someone, you could go help someone, you're strong, you could go schlep their luggage or bring their packages. Well, if you do it, then first of all, you're being like Hashem, because that's who Hashem is. Hashem's always giving, he's always uplifting, he's always going ahead and impacting people for the better. And second, you are needed by others. You're not an individual. You are part of the group. And then we're guaranteed that we're able to come out favorably in judgment. So this is something we have to focus on. We always have to focus on this. But specifically coming before Rosh Hashanah, we have to try to make sure that we're not selfish people. That we're always looking to give and to spill over anything, any good that we have in us to, towards other people. And on that note, I want to mention a new program that's going to start in the yeshiva. Okay, it's going to start on some level today, already at 6:30 in 10 minutes. You can start early. Next week is going to start even more full-fledged. Okay, and that's going to be a special Seder at 6:30. I know it's the break, but it's going to be a Sunday 6:30 Seder where the Talmidim in the yeshiva, some of you have already signed up, Shkoyach, we're going to reach out to people that unfortunately do not have the opportunity to be learning with us in the yeshiva. And we're going to learn with them. We're going to learn with them and try to teach them, try to inspire them, maybe even get them to come to yeshiva to join us. But we are going to try leheitiv l'achirim, to go ahead and give good to the others, the good that we've had, the tov that we have. We're not going to keep it to ourselves. We're going to try to spread the light. We're going to spread the good. We're going to reach out to people. We're going to connect to them. We're going to learn with them. We're going to try to teach them the most amazing lessons that we're learning over here today. And Be'ezras Hashem, by doing so, we will continue to be acting like Hashem, Balach, the Bidracha of the Mitzvah of this week's Parsha, to continue our lifelong goal, to try to be like God and nothing less. So I wish everyone Hatzlacha. Everyone should join this incredible program. Who has not yet signed up yet, please speak to Rabbi Green over here and tell us that you want someone, you know someone, that to go ahead and learn with them. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we're going to see tremendous bracha from it. And we'll all merit, because of that, the incredible judgment of Rosh Hashanah that we're all roi and fitting to have. Shavuot Tov.